Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. For the first time in Piper Aircraft's 71-year history, the company has flown a homegrown jet airplane. Yesterday morning, hundreds of the aircraft manufacturer's employees watched and celebrated the successful maiden flight of the Piper jet from Vero Beach Airport in Florida, which is also home to Piper. AIN senior editor Matt Thurber caught up with Piper Vice President of Marketing and Sales Bob Cromer at EAA Air Venture to get more details about the first flight of the company's single-engine jet.
This is Matt Thurber, senior editor for Aviation International News, here at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Bob Cromer, Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Piper Aircraft. The Piper jet just flew for the first time minutes ago, and Bob is here to tell us all about the first flight of the Piper jet. Bob, Piper jet just flew for the first time at 11:11 Eastern Daylight Time. Can you tell us a little bit about the first flight?
Yeah, it went very well, Matt. First flight lasted approximately 1 hour. We departed from Vero Beach, runway 29 left, climbed up to 10,000 feet, and reached 160 knots of true airspeed. And that was all because the landing gear was fixed down. But the test pilots returned to the airport after approximately 1 hour, and we had a very, very successful first flight. And, of course, we're excited about this start to our new project and new program with the Piper jet.
And how does everyone at Piper feel right now, Bob?
I saw pictures just a few minutes ago, the first pictures to come back from Vero Beach of first flight. Looked like about the entire factory of 1,000 employees had lined the runway over on the side, and I know that they're excited and they cheered, and it's probably a few tears as well. There were a lot of hours spent by everyone developing the airplane, and I know that they're all happy with the results.
And Bob, what's next in the Piper jet program?
Well, what we do now is we start a 50-hour flight test program. We'll fly the jet for 50 hours over the next month or so. What we do is develop basic handling quality evaluations. We also look at performance, make sure that the airplane meets our performance goals, and we also look at engine operation in these first 50 hours of flying.
And why is a Piper jet different than the other single-engine jets that are headed for the marketplace?
Matt, the differentiator with the Piper jet is big cabin single engine. The cabin cross-section and volume of the Piper jet is really big. It's more like a light jet in that regard. But we mate that to the single engine, the 3,000-pound thrust Williams FJ44 3AP engine. And so our niche in the market, we think, is big cabin, but with a single engine economics and single engine carbon footprint and all those great things now that are happening in the industry with a fuel economy. We think the Piper jet gives great economy, but with a big cabin.
Are people surprised when they see it for the first time, how large it is?
Yeah, I think there's a mindset out there that the light jet market or the VLJ market, the airplanes have to be small. With the Piper jet, we've proved that's not the case. It has big ramp appeal. It's a big airplane when you step up to it. 3-foot-wide cabin door, and the airplane sets really tall and high on the gear. So this is a big airplane. We know it's a VLJ. You're impressed by the size and the volume of the Piper jet.
And when will we see certification and initial deliveries begin?
Of course, now we start our road to certification. Great thing about Piper Aircraft is we've done many, many programs before, over 100 type certificates in its history. We'll go down the road here for type certification about 2.5 years. We realistically look for first customer deliveries beginning Q4 2011.
And certification will take place just before that?
That's correct. We'll certify the airplane mid-2011. And again, at Piper, we're a company that's in business of building and selling airplanes. And we will get the airplane built and delivered, and deliveries will immediately follow certification.
And how many more prototypes will be joining the flight test program, and what's the schedule for those?
This first aircraft, Matt, we call the proof of concept airplane. It will be used for basic performance and handling qualities. The next two aircraft, one will be for aerodynamics and true performance. The second aircraft will be a systems airplane. So in all, we'll have 3 total Piper jets in the test program.
And Bob, how does the first flight of the Piper jet make you personally feel? This has been a long program, and finally it's come to fruition today.
Right. I think for all of us at Piper, Matt, we really do appreciate the customers. I think we have a feeling internally at our company that we appreciate all of our customers for so many years that have bought Pipers and flown Pipers and helped make our company what it is today. We owe this flight to them. They're the ones that got us to this point. And we think about our customers in the future enjoying the Piper jet, and we're just really happy from a customer viewpoint.
How soon can a new buyer today get their Piper jet?
Well, you know, if you order an airplane today, you'll be looking at a late 2011, early 2012 delivery date. There are some early positions available. They're not going to last long. Now that the jet is flown, customers are going to come up and say, I'm ready to step in and get my airplane reserved. So if customers will act hurriedly, they can get an airplane late 11, early 12.
Bob, thank you very much, and congratulations on the first flight of the Piper jet.
We're all very happy, Matt. It's one of those things that makes you want to stand up and say, yee-haw!
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.